Good evening, my audience. Here is the football lecturer Yaya, also with a part-time training coach. Today, I want to share a topic about the 8 football training drill to improve your basic skill at home. It was Sir Bobby Robson, legendary English football manager and player, that said, "Practice makes permanent." This is something that has stayed with me throughout my sporting, academic, and working life. Often during my coaching session, players will see me or one of the other members of the coaching team perform a skill with the ball. They come over and as kids, do ask questions about how to replicate the skill or how we were able to get so good at it. I of course break the skill down for the player and explain the fine details, but I always explain that ultimately, to become proficient at performing skill with the ball, practice makes perfect. Research indicates that a child has to perform a skill at least 75 times before they actually begin to learn it. Mastery of the skill comes much later. This is why children getting multiple touches of the ball is so important and bring me back to my point of practice makes perfect. In terms of the player's holistic development in the game, group coaching sessions are a key factor in player learning and growth. However, as I always explain to my player, it's not enough to come to one or two coaching sessions a week and expect to be an accomplished and well-rounded player. To take that next step, player must dedicate part of their spare time outside the coaching setting to own their skill, whether that be in the park with their friend, with dad in the back garden, or annoying mom by kicking the ball against the living room door. Any of the aforementioned activities would go some way to developing the player's footballing ability. However, I ask myself as a coach and a player four key questions regarding this matter. The first is specificity. Yeah, does the practice hold significance and relevance for the player? The second one is time. Although I'm biased, I do understand that children and young people do have other interests and commitments outside soccer. Therefore, it's important to use the time given to the game outside, coach, and match, setting it used wisely. The third one is enjoyment. I don't believe skill was or ever will be the result of coach. It's a result of a love affair between the child and the ball. This point made by Roy Kahn. An important factor to consider is a person's motivation to play the game of football. The love affair which Roy Kahn talks about is something intrinsic. The passion of why a player wants to kick a ball around and why that brings them so much joy. Therefore, I believe this must be incorporated into what player is doing outside a coaching and match setting. The last one, the fourth, is accessibility. What facilities and or equipment do the players have available to them? Taking all of these factors into account, I wanted to devise a challenge for my players that would target their ball mastery, competence, and confidence with the ball at their feet, which in turn players could easily commit a short space of time to a few times a week outside of coaching sessions to challenge themselves and the teammates too. Do you know the answer? Okay, let me tell you. The answer was the 8-2-1 challenge. The concept for 8-2-1 is simple. 8 skiers, 2 multiply 2 meters square and 1 minute to perform each skill. The aim of the challenge is to perform each given skill as many times as possible with correct techniques and keeping the ball within the 2 multiply 2 meters square. Players can then record their score for each of the skiers and begin on trying to improve their score and compete with teammates for a bit of healthy competition. So, do you need some the video to stimulate? Yes, you will see the relevant related video in my next video recording. See you next time.